Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Sundowns coach Pitso Mosimane has a big decision to make regarding his future at the club as negotiations over a contract extension continue. So we asked you all what his next challenge should be if he leaves Klerkop. Also, because most of the football on TV is old replays, we decided to ask you all to tell us what the best match you've ever watched is. And as usual, you sent in your voice note reactions and comments on Facebook. I am your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
First up, we asked you all what your favorite match of all time was. Steven responded on Facebook by saying Spain versus the Netherlands. Not sure which World Cup, but Robin outran Ramos and Pique from the center circle, then rounded Casillas in the box, and the rest is history. He's referring, of course, to the 2014 World Cup. A fun fact, the 5-1 scoreline in that match was the biggest loss margin for any defending champion in the FIFA World Cup, and it's also Spain's second biggest loss in the World Cup. Their biggest loss was a 6-1 thrashing against Brazil in 1950. Camojelo responded. He said the 2012 UEFA Champions League final between Chelsea and Bayern Munich, when Didier Drogba broke the hearts of the German motor engineers. John Bravo also responded. He said locally it's the 2001 Soweto derby between Pirates and Chiefs, in which Pirates won 3-0 with Magnatella scoring twice and Villagazi scoring once. And then he said internationally it's the UEFA Champions League final of 2005 between Liverpool and AC Milan. That's of course Liverpool's famous comeback when they were down 3-0 at halftime. Some of you also sent in your voice notes, and here's what you had to say.
The best game I've ever watched is when the Pirates was playing against Alakli. It was 1-0, Alakli was leading. When Mataba scored the last game, the last goal, the equalizer, hey, I was so happy.
My greatest match in the PSL was the match between Orlando Pirates and Ajax Cape Town in 2014. It was the Telkom knockout, the last match that Senzo Miwa played. That was a really great match. I think the score ended with 4-1 or 4-0, I'm not too sure. But then Senzo Miwa was very impressive in that game. Seems like he was feeling that it was his last game. The quick reflexes that he did, the saves were super phenomenal. And during those days, I was still 14. So, like, it was a nice game, yeah. And Keegan Dole was giving him a hard time. I think that's after that game, it's where Sundowns made a move to sign him, yeah.
I think it was 2006 when Zinedine Zidane was all over Brazil. Yeah, 2006 World Cup.
With negotiations ongoing regarding Pitso Mosimane's contract at Sundowns, we asked if the famed and highly successful manager were to leave Masandawana, where should he go and what should he do? Nyauza Nengomasha responded on Facebook by saying, I don't normally comment, but let's be honest, take nothing away from Pitso. He must go and coach a team with average players to prove himself, because at Sundowns he has only the cream of the crop from the bench, the subs, the chairman, even the groundsman. So let him go and coach a new team, then we can start judging him. Prince responded, I think he needs a new challenge. I mean, he has done the impossible in the PSL. I think he should join any club from La Liga or the UEFA Champions League. I wonder if that would ever happen, my friend Prince. Tulani responded on Facebook as well. He said he needs a break for maybe a year or two. He has been all over for years and he needs to rest and catch up with his family. He can go and decide his next move after maybe a year or so. Wow, looking out for Coach Musimane's mental health and physical rest there, I see. Tulani. And then Babeni said he can take a coaching job in the NFD to prove how good he is. He can get one of the teams a straight promotion and do well in the PSL. Well, Babeni, I wonder if any NFD teams have the money in the pockets to afford a coach like Pitso Mosimane. And Mulalo responded finally by saying, FIFA or CAF, going into football development or admin, the kind of work Arsene Wenger does. He has won everything at local level. I can actually imagine Pitso at CAF. I think he could do some good work there. A few of you also sent your voice notes through, and here is what you had to say.
All right, no banga hamba manu pizza man no bam itu corner was a coach sentence with alo pizza winning debe no man no bam to be sebenza bobadi nipa a corner.
I would love to see Pitso coaching some big teams here in Africa. I believe that there were other teams in Egypt that they were looking for him, that they were wanting his services. But I think he should go and conquer Africa, coach another team in Africa and see how long he should go, you know.
As a coach, you need to weigh your options. What's best for you, okay? What's best for your future? What I think doesn't matter. But then if Mr. Peter Mosimane decides to leave Mamelodi Sundowns, I think that would be his downfall, okay? Got the experience there in Mamelodi Sundowns. Number two, in Mamelodi Sundowns, he got everything he asks, he needs. Quality players, everything is there in Mamelodi Sundowns. So not every team out there has the privilege or what it takes to bring quality players like Mamelodi Sundowns. If he leaves Mamelodi Sundowns, that will be his downfall for sure. But I wish him all the best. Maybe on the other side, the grass is green. So good luck, Peter, if he leaves Mamelodi Sundowns. And if he stays, that will be a wise decision.
And that is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, or Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.